You're 6 years old, eating dinner with the family. Mom begs you to eat your vegetables. You say,
no.
Then the dreaded words come out of her mouth.
Well, then I guess you're not getting any dessert.
Quickly, you pinch your nose and scoop the disgusting sprouts into your mouth. It tastes terrible, but you don't care. It's candy time.
Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of Hound Bite, a podcast all about food on WHJE. I'm John Griffin.
And I'm Shay Rickle. Let's dive right in.
Most people love this treat, and some would love to stop eating it. We are, of course, talking about candy, perhaps one of the most diverse and delicious sugar-laden sweets on this planet.
In this episode, we're taking a look on one of the world's largest candy companies. So, John, obviously we focused on some foods in the past not everybody likes, such as sushi or coffee, but have you ever really met someone that doesn't like candy?
You know, Shay, I haven't really met anyone that doesn't like candy, and I think something like coffee, generally older people enjoy that, and with sushi, more adventurous eaters like that. But with candy, like, I've been eating candy since I was two, and at the same time, my, like, 80-year-old grandfather was hiding candy around his apartment, so I think we definitely see a large range of people that eat candy.
So obviously we know that candy probably isn't the best health food at all, and it's kind of scary to think about how much candy we eat. When was the last time you had candy?
There are seconds.
So it's obvious that we do have a bit of a candy addiction, but we're not alone. In fact, the average American will consume 24.7 pounds of candy this year.
Not only that, but over the past few years, the candy industry has changed drastically. Even the classics that we grew up with, like Snickers, M&M's, Skittles, and Hershey's chocolate, are constantly changing and coming up with new flavors and versions.
If you live in the Midwest or anywhere else in America, you've probably heard of the Hershey's Candy Company, the fifth largest candy company in the world. It's no surprise that they got their start over 100 years ago.
Once Milton Hershey found out that milk chocolate was being made in Europe, he started making his own formula here in the United States.
And in 1907, Hershey decided to come out with their classic Hershey's Kisses, and they were a huge success.
They were originally individually packaged, but soon started becoming sold by the bag, and the famous plume was added a few years later. My favorite Reese's Cups were introduced next in 1923. The new combination of peanut butter and milk chocolate was a tremendous hit that put Hershey's on the map.
Later came Mr. Good Bar, Hershey's Syrup, Crackle Bar, and Hershey's Mini Bars.
At this point, the Hershey Company was expanding so much that it started to buy rights to other companies' candy.
This is where Twizzlers, Reese's Pieces, Jolly Ranchers, and the York Peppermint Patty came into play.
It wasn't always smooth sailing for the Hershey Company. Milton Hershey, the original founder, actually went bankrupt the first two times he tried to get in candy-making business.
That's right, John. Then in 1886, he got his start making caramel candies in Lancaster. After years of hard work, that company developed into the Hershey Candy Company that we know today.
Today, the Hershey Company is a multi-billion dollar corporation and is focusing on giving back to the community and environment.
That's true. In the past 5 years, they've reduced their water usage by over 72% and brought their recycling rate up to 86%.
There's also the Milton Hershey School, a completely free school. When Hershey worked with experts to manage the school, he made it his priority that each student had a good education and a strong sense of security.
I think that's pretty cool that they focus on more than just growing and monopolizing as a company.
I'll definitely think about that next time I bite into a Hershey's Kiss. That concludes this episode of Hound Bite. For more episodes like these, head on over to whje.com and click on the Entertainment tab.
This has been John Griffin,
alongside Shay Rickle.